Bar Chat. British Bar Chat.
So I went back for a family gathering a couple of weeks ago, and the hotel we stayed at was like one of these B&B bed and breakfast places. It was really nice, you know, set in the beautiful grounds, set in the country. But the manager was just like something out of a comedy show. He was so rude. It's just like, do you want guests at your bed and breakfast or not? He was like, you know, as soon as we arrived, the first thing he says was, take off your shoes. It wasn't like, welcome to my bed and breakfast. You know.
But in the hotel, in reception, he made you take off your shoes.
Yeah, we just like walked in, obviously, as you do, to go and check in. And said, no, you've got to take your shoes off. And he was like, it was a bit muddy outside, of course, but you know, you don't really expect someone to. Okay, I don't mind taking my shoes off when I go into a house, but just the way he said it, it's a bit strange for a bed and breakfast. Yeah. And then, for example, the next morning when we had breakfast, he'd asked us the night before what we wanted for breakfast. But then the next morning, one of us changed our minds. And that really made him angry. He was like, no, you can't change your mind. You asked for egg and bacon, you're having egg and bacon. He was like, you know. And he knew nothing about customer service or the client was always right type thing.
Was he old?
He was like, you know, 45, 50, yeah, in his 50s probably.
So it's definitely one you wouldn't recommend to
anyone. No. Well, you might want to go if you want to enjoy a bit of theatre. But yeah, it was really strange.
So definitely something from the television.
Yeah, like Fawlty Towers type thing.
I've never had somebody that bad. People are rude or they just don't really talk at reception, but nothing. Mm. I've never taken my shoes off.
No. You would have thought a family run business, they'd try and do a bit more.
Maybe he was just having a bad day.
Yeah, probably.